You're listening to Weekends with Spencer Howson on Brisbane's 4BC 1116.
10 to 1, perfect night, perfect weather for a free film in a park. Williams Park Runcorn, 6 p.m. Trolls World Tour screening for free in Runcorn, 6 o'clock, Williams Park. It's 10 to 1, and now exclusive to 4BC, it's this week's bite-sized mini-episode of the podcast they call Unpacking Brisbane.
On 4BC Weekends with Spencer Howson.
You still have unpacking to do. Lots of unpacking.
It's Unpacking Brisbane with Henry Bretz and Joe Dwyer.
Hello and welcome to Unpacking Brisbane. I'm Joe Dwyer.
I'm Henry Bretz.
And today we are unpacking the Toowong Cemetery. Spooky.
The dead centre of town, as my dad would say.
Would he also say that it's a very popular place, Henry?
Why?
Because people are dying to get in.
Oh, I'll be dying from laughter very soon, mate. But yes, the cemetery, famous as it is now, was not always at Toowong.
Where was it?
So there was 25 hectares of land near Hale Street, and the southern part of that land, which was made into a cemetery, is now Suncorp Stadium.
So you're telling me Suncorp used to be a graveyard?
Mate, it still is when the Broncos play.
Too soon.
Buried under that score line. Yeah, you're right.
Too soon. They need a chance to rebuild and the club needs a chance to grow. They're not like a cemetery, okay?
Give Kevy a chance to build a team and he ain't no zombie.
Absolutely. Now, one of the interesting parts about the Toowong Cemetery history, Henry, is it was originally moved from this inner city location near what is now Suncorp Stadium because local residents thought this is too close to our lifestyle.
Yeah, they were concerned for their health. They said, oh, stinky.
Very true. And fair enough. But in all their wisdom, they decided to move it to what they thought was the outskirts of town, the part of Brisbane where no one would ever reside, Toowong.
Yeah, it shows how little ambition they had for the expansion of Brisbane. And they were like, no one's ever going to live out near Mount Omni. Put the graveyard in closer.
They were like, that dead centre of town joke won't make any sense when it's a Toowong. Let's not be ridiculous.
But Joey, there were some initial hiccups with the location.
Well, they tried the location first in 1870, Hen, and they found the Toowong site to be completely unsuitable, but there were no alternatives.
Right, so they had what was called trial sinkings, which is a little bit of a weird phrase, but the bodies just weren't going down.
They weren't sinking properly, but the second governor of Queensland at the time decided, well, we don't need an alternative. We're going to push through with this bad idea anyway, and that's how it ended up at Toowong.
Yeah, that governor's name was Samuel Wensley Blackall, and he had determined that he wanted to be buried in this very picturesque spot on top of the hill, which you'd now see. It's like one of the very tall graves at the top. So he's basically going, I don't care that this isn't good to be a cemetery. I'm the damn governor, and this is where we're going to do it. It's a very, I will say, leaders back then, Samuel Wensley Blackall.
Three names, Samuel. Leave some for the rest of us.
It's going to be hard, like the leaders now. I can't even imagine how you'll fit Palaszczuk on a tombstone.
Now you might need two or three. Now, Henry, moving to a modern lens, very common part of Toowong Cemetery, you see joggers running through. Where do you fall on the joggers running through the cemetery issue?
I think it's a little weird. I think it's showing off. Joggers, by virtue of the fact they're jogging, very healthy people, stop rubbing it in to the people in the cemetery.
Very true.
Maybe give someone else a little bit of that protein bar and those people wouldn't be in the cemetery, you know?
So do you think the faster you're going, the more offensive it is to the dead?
Absolutely. And speaking of the dead, who you can't jog away from.
No.
Saw the fear just in you. You were scared just then, mate.
I was very scared. It reminded me of a ghost or something like that.
And they have ghost tours at Toowong Cemetery. You can get involved. I was reading online, some of them go for 2 hours where you just wander around the dark cemetery. Seems like a long time, but I'm sure it's a very fun, spooky Brisbane experience.
And that's the Toowong Cemetery Unpacked from Brisbane.
The best capital city in Queensland.
You still have unpacking to do. Lots of unpacking.
We'll have more Unpacking Brisbane on Weekends with Spencer Howson next week.